May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. I remember once going to visit a Buddhist monastery with a group of guests. And having been shown around for a while, the person showing us around asked if we had any questions. We all politely clammed up. But we did have several children in the group, and they began to ask really interesting questions. Questions that I think a lot of us adults wanted to know about, but were just too shy to ask, probably because we felt ashamed at our ignorance. The inquisitive mind of a child can be very revealing in what it discovers. It can be challenging in being persistent in its questions. And it can also be very trusting in its acceptance of what it is told. Possibly some or all of these attributes of a child may have been in Jesus' mind when he took a child and put it among them. And taking it in his arms, he said, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Children in Jesus' time were not held in high esteem, and the questioning nature of them may have been overlooked by those around who felt that they were better than them, and children were to be quiet. Jesus' disciples had been quarrelling amongst themselves as to who was the better, the greatest. And Jesus says, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." The disciples had been finding Jesus' talk about himself being betrayed into human hands that would kill him, and then after 3 days he would rise again. Well, they found this talk disturbing, and it was just hard to understand. So they clammed up. And instead of asking Jesus about it, they began to argue amongst themselves, maybe thinking, well, if Jesus isn't going to be around, who is the greatest then? And who is going to lead us? We don't get to hear that conversation. But Jesus is clear that whoever is to be the greatest is to be servant of all. Whoever wants to be thought of as first, the top dog, has to be last, to be the subservient one, the servant of all. Last week, Jesus had told the disciples that he has to go to the cross, and Peter had said, "No way, don't do that. We have just said you are the Messiah. You don't have to go to the cross." And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan. Don't come to me, Peter, with earthly human thoughts." And Jesus goes on to say that he is following the will of his Father. As an obedient child, a trusting child, a servant to all humankind. Jesus saying his power, his guidance coming from his Father, God, Jesus, Son of God. Welcoming God into our lives. Jesus says, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The letter we had from James today, it also talks about welcoming God into our lives and how that will transform our lives. And James talks about the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Some of you may have heard the story, often said from Cherokee origin, Native Americans, the story of two wolves. An old Cherokee is speaking to his grandson about the trials of life. And he says to this young lad, he says he's got a fight going on inside him. And that obviously makes the boy listen up. That makes his ears open. He wants to hear about this fight that's going on inside him. And the Cherokee says, it's a terrible fight between two wolves. One is evil, full of hatred, anger, greed, self-pity, envy, feels superior to all. And the other wolf is good, peaceful, full of love, kindness and hope, full of compassion. And he says to the boy that the same fight is going on inside him, inside the boy, and inside everyone. And the little grandson thinks about it for a while. And then he says to his grandfather, well, which wolf wins? And the old Cherokee says, well, the one you feed. As I say, some of you may have heard that story, but it is a good one to hear again. The wolf that we feed, that we pay attention to, wins. When we look around the world, around Europe, around the UK, we know about disputes, about conflicts. And we can see they come from humans' desire to be in control, to have more than others. They're not coming from those who are desiring to share their abundance, to help those in need, but they seem driven from greed, fear, anger. The opposite of God's wish for us to be kind and compassionate. Like James writes, show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness, born of wisdom from above. In our gospel reading this week and last, Jesus speaks about the great challenges he has in his life, those coming up. And in both, he clearly says that he faces these challenges with strength because of God's presence in his life. And we have those wonderful closing words of the reading from James' letter today. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. I used to have that verse on a teapot stand, and I love to read that every day that I put the teapot on its stand on the breakfast table. Somehow in all my house moves, I've mislaid that teapot stand, but it is a verse that I still hold dear to me. It's James 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. We cannot, as Christians, as fellow humans on this earth, put our heads in the sands about the great difficulties that many people suffer. But we can encourage goodness by giving thanks for the good things, by applauding the good around us. This season of harvest, giving thanks for the good things in our life and sharing from our abundance all the good with those who are in need and have need. We have our harvest services coming up across the benefice, bringing in food for the food bank, flagging up the collection points for baby basics. We have that too. Let us rejoice at this time. Let us give thanks that we may have a few extra in our congregations for these services and encourage that. Feed that goodness and see the good prevail with God's blessing as he draws near to us. Amen.